I'm Susan Stamberg. I'm a founding mother of National Public Radio. I've worked at this network for 45 years, but not in this building, which is quite an extraordinary one. And when my son came to see it for the first time, he was a radio baby. He sat on my lap during the very first broadcast of All Things Considered. He'd say, when he saw this new one, "This is not your mother's radio network." We're standing on a bridge now that goes over the fourth floor, a span from side to side, and we can look over, and sometimes it's fun to look down upon, the newscast people, the hub where in the morning the various desk heads gather in order to talk about the day's news, and when news breaks, it's jammed. You should see it. It just becomes electric because everybody pours over there to make quick decisions as to how do we cover this, what do we do about that. All kinds of breaking news is discussed and then generated from there, spread out and assigned. And we're looking at very mysterious-looking boards which show you the maps of the daily programs, but also show you incoming, where sources of stories are coming. And the engineering people, the ops desk right in front of it, can take a look and see how those various news streams are taking part. Further down, Morning Edition and the All Things Considered people, up on this floor, the fourth, the weekend folks, and the arts desk way back there. But I was called upon to orient people to it, and let me show you how I've done that. We're walking now towards the Bank of Elevators. And this will be my legacy, by the way, to National Public Radio, although I've been here from the beginning, first woman to host a nightly network news broadcast. And that was something of a contribution. Second thing was a cranberry recipe I give every year. But the third thing you are about to hear the minute we see a light go off at one of the elevators. You have to listen closely. The elevator lady. That's me. They asked me before we moved in here to please record all the things that would be needed to be her
newsroom.
There I go again. We'll get out. And this, I believe, is my greatest legacy to the network. And I only agreed to do it if they would allow me to say fifth floor lingerie. They did not, but they're stuck with me anyway.